Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There she stood in the street. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, Third Ingredient, the number three, the thirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie, founder and president of Leverage and Development. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her website and her books there as well. Janet, thanks again for being here. That's Janet with a Christie with a C-H on the front. Janet, we're talking about how to help your employees be healthy, and you gave us some great ideas earlier. When you brought up screening, and I'm going to share a little something with my audience that I've never done before. Last summer, I weighed more than I've ever weighed in my life, and I attributed a large part of it to the fact that I wrote two books in 6 years, and which as you know, writing a book, that's it kind of, your head's down and you're on your backside writing and editing. What I didn't take into consideration was the change in my metabolism for my age. And so I knew that I needed to fix it. I got to the point where it was just untenable. And so my wife and I both, we went to the doctor. We were screened, as you would say. We had our blood work done. And we discovered that we were upside down in a number of ways that was not only not healthy, but it was contributing to the weight gain. Some of it, Janet, was vitamin deficiency. Most Americans are walking around with a deficiency in vitamin D, which is essential to good health and not gaining a bunch of weight. Many Americans are deficient in vitamin B12, the B vitamins especially. My point is, this is what I've learned, and a few other things that I learned about me that helped me lose a bunch of weight over the next few months, primarily because I learned two things. I learned about my relationship with carbs, and I learned about my vitamin deficiency. My point is, as an employer, you don't have to say stop smoking, stop drinking, don't eat so many potatoes. You could just say, look, I'm gonna pay, or I'm gonna arrange for the people to come in here and do screening. They're gonna do your blood work. They're gonna tell you what you got going on. It'll be your information. It'll give you some counseling on diet or maybe that kind of thing. And I'm gonna take care of it, and then you do whatever you want to with it. What do you think about that, Janet? Not be judgmental, just inform them.
Yes, and when we do these studies, that is one of the things that we find out, that people don't really know what healthy is. Mm-hmm. If you ask them what healthy is, they start telling you what they shouldn't do. But healthy is a state of the body, so it's not just don't eat carbs, although that made you healthier, but it's other things. As a matter of fact, one of the things that you can get people to come in and do is you can get an occupational therapist or a kinesiologist or something, come in and look at what goes on in your work environment, and is there anything that is harming people.
That kinesiologist is probably a diet expert too. At least they are more increasingly are diet experts.
And a lot of times you can have, if you're working with a healthcare system, you can have multiple people come in. So you can have a dietitian come in too.
Right.
But when you look at the orthopedic problems, they're not only caused by people in manufacturing or truck drivers or people that lift heavy things. Mm-hmm. Sitting at desks, they say that's the new smoking.
Yeah.
But sitting properly. There's all kinds of things that could be hampering or your health or causing problems in your body. And for a business person, that's an investment, because if you don't do those things, then at 45, somebody's going to be having knee surgery and they're going to be out for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and I'll tell you, I think people would be amazed how close you are, or maybe already could be, if you're overweight significantly, how close you could be to becoming diabetic. This is something you have, I've read a lot about. Mm-hmm. Your A1C numbers, that's a number. Anybody who is overweight, especially if you're over 40, 50, let's say 50, you need to know what your A1C number is. It's a big deal. Yeah. I've tried not to become one of these pain in the, you know what, true believers, but I see people that look like I did 9 months ago, 8 months ago, and I say, you know what, you could lose 25 pounds if you would cut back on half the potatoes, half the rice, half the bread. Just do that. Because go ahead, wrap it up for us.
Well, you were talking about diabetes.
Yeah.
And
an ugly disease.
We look at, it doesn't always come up, so we always bring it up when we're talking with communities and the health department. But a lot of people, you would probably be amazed at the number of people that are on dialysis that mm-hmm. have renal failure.
Oh, yeah.
Kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get the information from those dialysis centers about what's causing the renal failure in your patient, it is a small amount that comes from kidney diseases and things. Most
right.
of it comes from hypertension,
yep.
uncontrolled hypertension, and diabetes.
And diabetes, yep. Leverageanddevelopment.com. Janet, good job today. Well done. Will you come back soon?
Yeah, we didn't finish this.
I know. We got a lot more to talk about. I love the direction. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.